Welcome to You Hate Movies, the podcast in which casual moviegoers, film lovers, and cinephiles argue about movies. We're playing Save or Kill once again, this time with highly anticipated 2019 movies. Faced with two 2019 options, which would you save if it meant killing the other? The stakes are high. Who will survive and what will be left of them?
At You Hate Movies, we have a fun game that we like to play, and it's been a while since we've played this game.
Is it the Thunderdome?
No, it's not Thunderdome. Oh. Our fans seem to really love it.
Moose.
That's not a game.
Oh, yeah. It's a game to me.
Moose is very serious. This is a game of high stakes.
Summer box office bets.
That's true. That is the game.
Different stakes. This is a game of high stakes, a lot of winners, and the same amount of losers.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the return of Save or Kill.
Save or freaking kill.
Yeah, buddy.
Tonight, we're doing a unique take on Save or Kill. We don't say tonight, though. We don't know when our listeners...
Yeah, in this episode...
This morning...
At some on your point, drive to
it, Matt, at some point in the past, we did this, and now you're listening in the
Matt
future.
Matt theorized that people like to enjoy us on their morning commute.
Matt theorized, and then that was confirmed by a number of people on
people.
Twitter.
Yeah. Number,
we only have seven listeners.
We're in the hundreds.
We're a gabillion,
here.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Everyone
thousands.
On Earth.
We break thousands.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot for that, Matt.
Really took the wind out of our celebratory sails.
In this episode of Save or Kill, we're going to do something a little unique.
Unique New York.
And I'm going to force you to choose between two movies that you have not seen.
Oh,
this
that
is
sucks.
This is a bad premise.
This is Save or Kill upcoming releases.
Oh.
For 2019.
That's really good. I thought it was bad, and it's not bad. It's good.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt wanted to leave.
I was ready to go home, go bed.
The rules of Save or Kill.
Yeah, buddy.
Are you will be presented with two movies, one of which you will choose to save, and the other will be erased from, well, the future.
The future.
Yeah.
The universe. Yeah.
From its current state of post-production.
No one will ever get to see it.
Wow.
I already hate this.
So we'll go around, and you'll be presented with a matchup, and from that, you will have to choose... who you will save.
Okay.
Who do we want to go first?
And when you say it, say,
I will save
blank and kill
blank. I want
blank.
Patrick to go first.
We're going to start with Abby. Abby's here.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Abby's on the show.
Don't kill
Abby's
something we care about, Abby.
Okay. Abby's on the show today.
I'm here.
Abby.
Today, tonight.
I'm ready to
tomorrow,
kill.
Really.
At movies. This arbitrary time as we spin on this rock around a balling burn of gas. A balling burn.
Matt's tired.
I'm so sleepy.
It's early. It's really early.
No,
here.
I've been up since 4 a.m.
All right, Abby, do you understand the rules?
I get it.
All right. Which of these movies would you save if it meant killing the other? Toy Story 4 or Frozen 2?
That's easy.
Oh, that's actually kind of tough, I think.
No, it isn't.
I think it's kind
of
tough.
I'm giving you, Abby, this one because, in my opinion, I'd prefer that neither of these movies exist. So which are you going to essentially force us to have
She's
to
a good candidate because whichever one, she'll probably end up having to watch a lot.
Right, yeah. With your kids, yeah.
Yep. And
you
here's
know,
the thing.
Go on.
I want to see a Frozen
sequel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to see another Toy Story.
You want the trilogy to be left alone?
Yes.
But because
it ended so good.
I think she's got a point because we've seen enough good Toy Story movies.
They've
Frozen is obviously nowhere near the level of the Toy Story franchise, but let them have a second. It's like Dr. Malcolm says, dinosaurs had their chance and nature selected them for extinction.
Interesting.
But let me refer back to previous episodes of Save or Kill. Are we saying that now Toy Story 4 is being made, but every single toy is just a Whoopi Goldberg action figure?
This isn't Save or Whoopi. This is Proper Kill.
Proper Kill.
In the past, this game has been derailed into a thought experiment where every movie that gets killed is being replaced with Whoopi Goldberg.
No, because we did pieces of films in the past.
Right.
So it was like... This actor versus this actor.
Right,
sure.
It's the actor. It's like Tom Hanks is now Whoopi Goldberg because Tom Cruise survived.
So this is Save
right.
or
so
Theodore
Whoopi,
Rex. It's getting replaced with Theodore Rex.
Yeah.
Right. So my choices.
You would save.
I would save Frozen 2 because I would like to see where the story goes.
I couldn't give
it. And I'm happy to not see and kill Toy Story.
I think that's the right decision.
Yeah, that's strange because I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know I would feel that way, but it checks out.
Yep. Yeah.
But didn't you see the Key and Peele stuffed animal bit?
I did.
Toy Story 4?
I did.
Huh?
Was it funny?
No. Yeah. It was a Toy Story 4 promo with Key and Peele as stuffed animals.
Oh, I didn't.
It was funny.
Oh,
it was good.
Maybe that would change your mind.
They were at
so he sold
maybe?
Out then because Jordan Peele famously said promoting Get Out that what helped him get into the directing game was being discouraged and quitting on acting because he said he had an offer to play crap in the Emoji movie.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I don't freaking want to play the crap emoji. But then he said he got so desperate at some point. He's like, you know what? Freaking call him and tell him I'll play it. And his agent was like, they already gave the part to Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm never acting again. But he's back.
He's back.
As a toy now.
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Not as poop.
It's a carnival stuffed animal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
It sounds like they just gave Key and Peele microphones and said, say something.
I like Key and Peele.
I feel like that happens a lot. They're just walking around together like, will you be on this movie now? Sure.
Okay. Save or kill Key and Peele.
Save Keenan Michael Key.
No, save Peele.
Save Peele.
Mm-mm.
Peele's being a little more productive for us.
Sure he is. Sure. All right.
Who
thanks,
next?
Thanks, Abby. Matt's on the show.
Hi,
today.
Guys.
Hey, Matt. Matt, which of these films would you save if it meant killing the other?
Uh-huh.
Pet Sematary.
Uh-huh.
Or It, Chapter 2.
That's
the moment you said it's unreleased ones, I was like, he's going to give me those freaking Stephen King ones.
That's really hard.
Two Stephen King movies. These are all 2019 films I'm presenting to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Two Stephen King movies this year.
That's hard. You got a lot to think about.
I do have a lot to think about.
It is, in a sense, self-sufficient, but it also begs completion.
It isn't finished.
Yeah, but it could go so wrong.
I know.
With Pet Sematary, it could still be so good.
I know.
And it might not. It might be great.
What if Pet Sematary
Okay,
sucks?
But here's the thing.
It does not.
No.
What if it sucks?
What if it sucks? Here's the thing. Pet Sematary, the book, exists. The first Pet Sematary movie is good.
It is good, actually.
And maintains its scariness even now, years later. It, Chapter 1, is fantastic.
It's a great movie.
And I would be upset if I didn't see that director bring that story to its conclusion with the adults.
And Jessica Chastain's in it. And freaking, what's his face?
Bill Hader.
Bill
as
Hader.
Eddie, which is like dream. That is dream casting for me.
Yeah, it's great.
You know what you needed to do.
Yeah, I know. I need to. I am going to save It Chapter 2 and kill the 2019 remake of Pet Sematary.
You're
going to
bury the pets, huh?
Going to bury him.
But you know what happens.
So it'll be fine. I'll get a more horrifying version, turn up all dirty, covered in mud.
That's hard. That's good.
Oh, that was really good.
So far, these are good. Yeah. I hope they stay good.
This year is turning out pretty rough. All right, Josh. Josh is on the show.
I'm here.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to give you a little lighthearted, more lighthearted than that.
Okay.
Which of these films would you save if it meant killing the other? Aladdin, the live-action remake of Aladdin, or the, quote, live-action remake?
It's still a cartoon!
Of The Lion King.
It's animated animals, people. Don't be fooled.
Which remake, Aladdin or Lion King?
That is lighthearted, but it's not any easier to complete.
Because they're both going to be so stupid.
No,
I don't know if that's
true.
Kill them both. Can we kill them both?
Because think about this. Jungle Book was great.
Jungle Book is good.
Yeah, it was really good.
See?
And
Favreau
is Lion King. Yeah.
But
and Aladdin has Will
the
Smith.
The elf guy?
Did you see the promo photo of Will Smith as Genie?
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
He looked crazy.
It's horrifying.
But then I saw that there was like all these headlines being like, everyone calm down. He's going to be blue at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, anyone cared? Why does he... What? And
that's going to
make,
it, that
that's gonna make
him
look less weird?
I'm mad that he's not a cartoon voiced by Robin Williams, who's the perfect genie.
I know, but you know what? It actually makes sense rather than trying
Robin
to
Williams
find...
Robin Williams is dead, man.
Rather than trying to think of someone comparable to Robin Williams, they went in a different direction. And Will Smith has got a ton of energy and charisma. He's very funny.
Welcome to Earth.
Pig. Yeah.
Earth.
You need to dump that one, though. Lion King's going to be better.
Yeah. For the life of me, I don't really. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad about it, but I don't understand why Disney's just like, well, let's just start over.
Money.
I guess.
I think you know why.
I know,
yeah,
but I
you
mean,
know why. But here's the thing: I guarantee Favreau's gonna do a better job with that story than Guy Ritchie is gonna do with the Aladdin story.
But I'm so curious.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Lamps. What are we doing here? It's gonna
that's
be
so
stop.
Weird.
Ridiculous.
Stop. That's a bad joke.
That was a good
that's
joke.
A bad joke.
That was a really very funny off the cuff joke.
Here's
the
my
Guy
decision.
Ritchie twist is interesting.
Here's my decision, and I'll tell you what it's based on.
Guy Ritchie hasn't done anything good for
a
long
time. I
have
kids and watched movies with them. They watch Disney movies. We own a bunch of them. And so I have to rewatch these movies that I've seen many years ago. You realize some of them actually hold up and are good movies, and others you're like, this is not as good as I thought it was. Aladdin, I think, belongs to the latter category.
Yeah.
Robin Williams is fantastic to behold, even, you know, like, and that's
to
not
be
just
heard.
Because he's revered as a dead man. His performance is great. Aladdin's not really that exciting to watch nowadays. The Lion King's still a pretty good movie.
It's still pretty great.
Yeah,
yeah, but what's Guy Ritchie going to do with Jafar at the end?
I hope he turns into a cobra, but we'll never know because I would kill Aladdin and save the
great.
Lion yeah. King.
Good
that's
call.
The right, that's the right call.
That's the right choice.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
But it's not a live-action lion movie.
These completely no. CG mocap.
You mean the right. lions aren't actors?
They're not real lions, no.
PETA wouldn't like it.
Not one thing in there that's real.
I just think it's so weird that they're like,
no, I'm sure it's all in.
They clearly had a conversation like, who can possibly replace James Earl Jones? No one.
Call
James Earl Jones. And then did anyone just say, well, then F it. Call all the cast members. I mean, what are we doing?
Get Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Get Matthew Broderick.
At least get Mr. Bean to be the freaking toucan.
Wait, are they mocapping the lions or is it all just animated?
I don't know.
They should animate them.
Josiah, write a comment on this episode. We know you know.
All right, thanks. That's my decision. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aladdin.
I'm not sorry.
Patrick, you're here.
Sorry.
I'm
here.
On the show today. Patrick, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one's for you. You're going to hate this.
All right, you do.
Oh, no.
Which of these films would you save if it meant killing the other? Hellboy or Terminator?
Oh, man, that's tough. Because those are both in kind of the same realm of possibilities, good and bad.
Yeah. Is another Terminator movie coming out?
There is an untitled Terminator reboot.
From the director of Deadpool.
Linda Hamilton. That's a twist.
Starring Mackenzie Davis, who we love, mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Linda Hamilton.
Yep. And produced and co-written, or at least in story, by James Cameron.
Oh, shoot.
James Cameron got the rights back, immediately hired the director of Deadpool, and then together they made a story and got Sarah Connor back in it.
Mm.
And then there's Hellboy.
I love Hellboy. Here's the thing, though. Hellboy has not let me down. There's only been two movies. But
yeah.
I love those movies.
Agreed.
And this one looks great to me. Terminator has really let me down. But also has
You've
really
been hurt
a lot
so
for
much.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you
know, T2 is one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, it really is.
They honestly though at this point they both are at the same potential level.
They're
to
on a
go
knife
one
edge,
way or the
yeah.
other.
I know, you know. All right, this is what I'm going to do.
And I don't know.
Addie, what do you think?
I think that Hellboy sucks.
Oh, it's an easy decision for her.
Okay, yeah. Well then, I'm going to save Hellboy.
Yeah.
And kill Terminator.
Just despite Abby.
No, yeah. Here's the thing. I'm going to go and would see, but Genesis was so bad.
I can't stand
to see Arnold embarrass himself anymore because I love Arnold. And I love Terminator.
So you're putting Arnold out of his misery?
I think so, yeah.
It's like an old dog that you take out to the field.
What if this Terminator movie is Rocky Balboa?
We won't know.
Oh,
it's gone.
No.
Golly.
What if this Hellboy is Rocky V?
Well, there's that.
That Hellboy trailer wasn't good, though.
I liked it.
Nah.
The leaked one?
Money.
Nah, man, that was silly.
All right, Abby. You ready for your next one?
Yep.
Which of these...
She's closing her eyes.
Which of these movies would you save if it meant killing the other? Avengers Endgame or Star Wars Episode 9?
Y'all, that's so easy.
No, it's not for me.
That's the easy. Star Wars is done as a franchise.
It at least requires pause. Can we agree on that?
It doesn't. It is an instant save Avengers.
Do we know anything about the Star Wars?
It's going to be
J.J. Abrams is back.
Ugh, cool. So it's going to be lens flares up your
Abrams
butt.
J.J. Abrams to resolve the... Yeah, Daisy Ridley.
He did Force Awakens.
He did.
He's going to come in and retcon Last Jedi.
So everything that Colin Trevorrow... No, what's his name?
Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson. Everything that Ryan Johnson made Dookie, he's going to say, forget all that stuff you just saw in that other movie. Now here's the sacred text back and nothing burnt.
Yeah, but this is the conclusion to decades.
Oh, who cares? Star Wars is so stupid.
No, it ain't. You act like you ain't going to be there watching it with us.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I didn't
are.
See Solo. Sure I didn't see Solo, and I'm not going to the movie theaters
right.
to see 9.
Oh, you ain't going to go have a good time with
I
friends?
Didn't see
no,
because
it won't be a good time, because screw Star Wars.
I think that Star Wars is getting worse, except for Rogue One. I liked it.
Rogue One was great.
So it just got worse with one movie?
It got worse.
But it did get considerably worse.
Yeah, it got a lot worse very quickly.
And I didn't. It was enough that I did not care a single speck to see Solo.
Yes.
Speck.
And I still haven't seen it.
Yep.
I bought it.
Oh, yeah, Solo.
So, I'm going to save Avengers.
Yes.
Because I saw the trailer.
Now, you made the right decision. We all know she made the right decision. I'm just saying, let's not be ridiculous and say...
I'll see this.
Episode 9 has promise with J.J. Abrams.
I'm an Avengers fan.
Nope.
But that is... That
Force Awakens alone...
That's a big deal.
Is
episode
enough
9
to
is a big deal.
Don't be so cold, Matt.
Yeah.
And you are excited, man. I don't know why you're putting on this.
I'm not excited.
Tough guy.
He's just playing a character
on
the show.
Does it come out Christmas time because I'm sick of these?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be good.
I like that.
Nope.
I mean, it's not coming out at all.
I won't be going to...
It's dead.
Yeah, it's dead.
I won't be going to see that.
So now on December 20th, it's just a movie called Cats opening that weekend all by itself.
That's fine.
That is Taylor Swift.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, Burz is going to go see that.
That's why she did that.
That's why she did it. She knew.
The Broadway.
It's the adaptation of the Broadway musical.
She just wanted that movie to get extra numbers.
Elba, Ian McKellen, and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Is that one that has that song Memories in?
Cats.
Memories.
Yeah, that one. All right. Well, thanks for doing that, Abby. It must have been difficult. All right, Matt, I've got one special for you.
Oh, not another. You just done one special
for
me.
In 2019, there are a handful of A24 films coming out.
No.
Now, some of these films, they have titles. They don't have trailers.
Well, that's fine. I wouldn't watch the trailer anyway.
It's fair.
So I picked two A24 films. These two had trailers.
Okay.
That looked the best.
Yeah.
And just based on description alone, you're going
to
have to kill one.
You're going
to
give me the synopsis?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So this is A24 versus A24.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Which of these films would you save if it meant killing the other? Under the Silver Lake?
Ooh. I've heard of that one.
Climax.
Hold on. Is Under the Silver Lake the one with his girlfriend goes missing?
Under the Silver Lake is from director David Robert Mitchell of It Follows.
Okay.
Starring Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
And the description is...
I saw that trailer.
Yeah, that trailer looks raw.
Super nuts.
Delirious neo-noir fever dream about one man's search for the truth behind the mysterious crimes, murders, and disappearances in his East LA neighborhood.
Yeah, that looks
cool. You had me at delirious, noir, neo, and fever.
Wait.
So...
But not dream. No. You lost him at dream.
Yeah. I need it to be awake. Okay, what's the other one? Climax?
Climax is
just
from
about.
Director Gaspar Noé.
Okay, cooler name.
Starring Sophia Boutella from Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, she is a mediocre actress.
And the description is a troupe of young dancers attend a party that descends into delirium.
Oh, no.
And anarchy.
I love anarchy.
As they discover they've been pounding cups of sangria laced with potent LSD.
Oh, the freaking dance thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know about both of those.
The trailer for this surely does descend into chaos.
It looks bananas.
Yeah. I love movies that go bananas.
Bananas.
I think that based on the named actor in each, I am going to save Under the Silver Lake because I love Andrew Garfield. I think he's an excellent actor.
Oh, he's British. Big shocker.
He was so good. And what was that movie we saw together? Hacksaw Ridge.
Hawk Ridge.
My memory is old. I think I think he's really great. And I saw that trailer not realizing it was an A24 movie. And I thought, that was ages ago. I must have seen the trailer when it was playing at festivals or something.
They played it before Hereditary.
Is that when I saw it?
Yeah, and they played it before First Reform. Basically before whatever A24 movie.
I think that looks amazing. And Sophia, what's her name? Botticelli?
Yep. Botella.
She was in Atomic Blonde. She was also the mummy in The Mummy. And I'm mad at her for that because it was garbage. And so, no, you're dead. Dead movie.
All right, great. Well, we'll all go see Under the Silver Lake.
We'll have a good time. Abby, it's a delirious fever dream.
Abby didn't like the trailer.
Oh, yeah. It has something to do with like records or something.
Yeah, codes and backmasking. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That looks really
That cool. is cool.
Yeah. Backmasking and codes are cool, Burrs.
Ciphers are great. Nerd stuff is fun.
All right.
Apparently Star Wars.
Well, thanks, Matt.
That's stupid.
Josh.
Yeah.
Which of these movies would you save if it meant killing the other? Us.
Yeah, the Jordan Peele horror movie.
Or Velvet Buzzsaw.
Ooh, I know which one I want you to save.
Us is the follow-up from Jordan Peele, a very traditional horror film with some wild twists, according to the trailer.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Or Velvet Buzzsaw from the director of
Nightcrawler
starring
Jake
Gyllenhaal, John Malkovich.
And, Malkovich is in it? Oh, I love Malkovich.
And,
he's the only
Toni
good
Collette?
Thing in Bird Box.
Yep.
Toni freaking Collette.
Oh, my gosh. We love Toni Collette.
About a series of paintings that seem to be causing some mischief and violence.
Yeah. Ooh, mischievous paintings.
So which of these off-color horror films would you save?
I know what I want to do, but I want to offer an explanation. Because I liked Get Out. Thought it was great. Certainly... even if it didn't like totally blow my mind, I was like, now this is a director that is going to be exciting to follow his, because he's starting at such a strong point that his career is probably just going to blossom, continue to get better. And when I heard that Us was going to be more of, at least I think I read that he was describing it as just more of a straight up horror movie. I think a lot of people were already poking and prodding like, what's going to be the, you know, statement and the message. And I think I read that he was just like, oh, I was just interested in making a horror film. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
So it looks like a home invasion, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah,
there's
so
more science fiction stuff.
I've been purposefully not watching the trailers. I walked the other night, Abby and I were at the movies, and I walked out. And she was like, why are you all hyped on that? And I was like, it's not necessarily that I'm hyped. I just want to go in because the Get Out trailer showed everything. So I'm really excited about that, but now I'm not going to be able to see it because this other movie, which I know way less about, I just saw a headline like yesterday.
Right.
And it was like the name alone was like, dang, that sounds cool. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep.
I've loved ever since Denis Villeneuve, Prisoners and Enemy.
Yep.
Which he's fantastic.
God, Enemy's so good.
And then I just saw like the little flavor text under the headline said, it's hard to describe what I'm seeing about the trailer. It was like how bizarre, and I think they used the word gonzo, this horror movie is. And I was like, and Nightcrawler was fantastic to me.
It was, yeah.
So I saw Jake Gyllenhaal's haircut in a thumbnail and was like, well, that's enough.
I would say Velvet Buzzsaw and Kill Us.
I saw both of those trailers.
Based
on the trailer viewing, which one would you kill?
I would definitely kill Us. Just because.
Just because.
Just because. Yeah. Oh. It didn't look good at all.
All right. Oh, well, there you great. Go. Now we know.
Great. Okay.
Good. We'll never see it.
Patrick.
Yep.
I've got one for you. And I'm going to give it to you because I think I know what you'll choose. And Josh is going to just be so upset about
it. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I'm excited. I like
get
upset.
Brothers mad
I like
at each
to
other.
Feel.
I'm giving... I'm giving you a gun and telling you to shoot something Josh loves here.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
I'm just going to have to pull the trigger quick.
Which of these two movies would you save if it meant killing the other? Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, no.
Or Godzilla King of Monsters.
Ah.
Oh, that's tough.
I don't know.
I mean...
Patrick might choose Godzilla.
I hope he doesn't.
He's going to...
Man.
Come on. You know what you need to do, though.
Come on,
what
man.
What do I need to do?
Give us one more good Spider-Man movie to deal with all the dross that's happened
in
the past.
No, listen. Hear me out before you make your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you as a Spider-Man fan, which is obviously why Tyler's pitted you against me here, you as a Spider-Man fan might think, oh, man, Homecoming's great, Spider-Man's great, Marvel Studios is great. And you'd be right on all fronts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But hear me out.
Tom Holland's great.
We have seen, at this point, so much Spider-Man. We just saw an excellent Spider-Man movie no one was expecting to be good, Into the Spider-Verse. Homecoming, if it was the only Spider-Man, would be a satisfying end to the Spider-Man franchise. And it's not. We got him in Civil War. We got him in Infinity War. And that should be the end, the end of it for anyone who's seen Infinity War.
In theory.
Major spoilers. But we've only got this one exciting American Godzilla movie, which was, I think, really good. And I think everyone here knows that I'm right when I say it's really good. And now the possibilities for it to be even better are all there. It's got
Or worse.
No, it's the director of Krampus. This is his first movie since Krampus.
Starring that kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, who cares about the human actors in a Godzilla
movie?
Wait,
which kid from... No,
that's 11.
11.
11.
Oh,
she's fine. She's fine.
She's fine.
Listen.
I thought all those actors...
Millie Bobby Brown.
Will get to see a realistic CG version of...
Allegedly.
Ghidorah, Rodan, and Mothra. What the heck is Mothra going to look like? How is Mothra going to look real?
Okay. Here's where I'm at with this.
There's lots of monsters.
Yeah.
If I'm honest...
Godzilla's the king.
...about the Spider-Man movie, I have seen a lot of Spider-Man at this point.
Six.
But
live action.
Homecoming is satisfying. You don't leave Homecoming going, can't wait to see what happens next. You're like, hey, that was good, finally.
I just don't know. I don't know. The thing is, but there might be implications.
I think I'd kill Spider-Man.
The implications
that's your
from
Patrick impression.
Endgame will be in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that's almost enough just to, so I can see what happens there.
Yeah.
But I do want to see what Mothra looks like.
But there are, like, figuratively hundreds of Godzilla movies.
It's true.
So wait.
Lest we forget Godzilla 2000. All
right, well, there's one less because Godzilla's dead. I'm saying, I got to say Spider-Man.
Does Spider-Man come out before
That's
Endgame?
The worst. I
no,
knew that was going to be interesting.
It comes out after.
I had to.
It
I
goes
had to know what happens.
Captain Marvel, Endgame, Spider-Man.
Okay. Why couldn't you just put it against Captain Marvel? That would be an easy kill.
Yeah.
And when is Spider-Man?
No, man, I want to see Captain Marvel. I think it's going to be rad.
Really?
Yeah. I got high hopes.
I don't know why.
Brie Larson.
Okay.
Jude Law.
I like Jude Law. Jude Law.
Since you say that,
so sexy.
Since you say that, Matt, I have one for you.
Oh, here we go.
Just
look
thought
at me,
of it.
Look at me eat my words.
Which of these movies would you save if it meant killing the other? Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Or Joker.
Ooh.
Oh, dang, that's actually really hard.
No, you know what you got to do.
I know.
Do you? I don't know. That's
I don't
hard.
Know, man. I love Joaquin
Marvel.
Phoenix.
Yeah,
kill Captain Marvel. Captain
Marvel.
Yeah. I think
there's
what?
No there's
the
no
DC
stake.
Universe is garbage.
The DC
but this
now
is
that's
not,
true.
This is
but
not
I'm
in the
not,
universe.
Right,
the
here's the thing.
Really
I'm
different.
Not I'm not considering this as this is part of the DC extended universe cuz in my mind that's like the Suicide Squad that was a hot mess, Justice League that was I haven't seen it but not great apparently, the Wonder Woman which was really not very good and what other actual DC?
Burr's made an offended face as the woman in the on the podcast.
I mean, it wasn't bad because she's a woman. It was bad because there were massive issues with the movie.
It was Captain America.
Aquaman.
It was a bad Captain America. It was Aquaman. Right. That to me is the DC extended universe. Then you have these weird other things happening, like this Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, it's officially not in the universe, right?
Whose makeup looked cool.
Hey. Captain Marvel is a prologue.
I know.
To Endgame.
I know it is.
Who
and it
cares?
Explains more of the cosmic stuff.
But listen.
Because I love Captain Marvel as a character. I love, like, the what is it? Sword? Is that what it's called when it's the space one, the space version
I don't
of S.H.I.E.L.D.? It's called Sword. Know. And, like, all the Kree warriors and Captain Marvel as opposed to Captain Marvel.
No, you gotta
that stuff's rad.
Joker.
Listen.
You think?
Listen.
Joker looks
what
cool.
Must it have taken for Joaquin Phoenix at the state of the DC universe to get a script dropped in front of him and go, yeah,
and it's like,
I'll do
and
that.
And it's like a 1970s like gangland New York thing, which I love, like
Scorsese's
70s New York.
Name's on it somewhere.
That one
some
little
reason.
That one little social media video of him
of
just
the,
standing there
the
and then
makeup
turning
test.
Into the makeup.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was cool. I saw a set photo where he was in costume and it looked rad.
Yeah, so save that.
But what if I don't understand Endgame? No, it's fine. I've read enough comic books. I'll get it. Yeah, I'm going to save Joker and kill Captain Marvel.
Nice. I can't believe you sided with DC on this one.
Sided with more with Joaquin.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't side with DC.
And
I
Todd Phillips.
I sided with Joaquin Phoenix over Brie Larson.
That's the only difference here in this film is Joaquin Phoenix.
But he's earned enough faith.
Yeah.
Because at the horrible state of DC and Warner Brothers to attract such a talented actor who's usually seems extremely picky about their parts, any actor would say yes to a Marvel movie right now.
I just watched him rescue girls while he's all fat and beardy and you were never really here. And this is the, and he was a genius in it. And this is the caliber of actor who got a script and said, yeah, I'll be the Joker. I saw Jared Leto's freaking methed out grill face and went, I can do better than that. And he went for it. Mm-hmm. Something good is going to happen there.
Maybe there's a lot of money.
I don't know. I bet he could get other parts. He could get a different. He probably had stuff.
Yeah, he could really.
Above that, he has.
Yeah. I don't think any of the movies that he did in 2018 were very high paying.
Yeah, that he couldn't have got he a huge payout for
You
Were Never Really
You think that he's
God
doing
knows
that.
He didn't get any back end for You Were Never Really
He's
here.
Doing that franchise money so that then in 2020 he can do nothing but little indie. Yeah. Joints again. That's
well. We'll see. We'll see because yeah.
we're about to see
it.
Joker. And sorry, Brie Larson, your one chance to be a hero. Maybe you can show up in 5 years when they need another girl because they realize that they haven't made enough girl movies.
Well, that was
Matt Hughes, everybody.
Matt Hughes, representing him.
All right, I got one
Britain.
More. Who wants it?
I'll do it.
Let's all right. do it, and we have
okay.
to come to a
we
unanimous
to
decision.
Okay, it has to be a group decision. Which of these movies would you save if it meant killing the other? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood from Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
Or The Irishman from Martin Scorsese.
Oh, I think
I don't know anything about The Irishman.
It's about someone who's trying to kill Hoffa. Well, someone told me that
I got
one
that.
Time.
Who's
now,
starring?
The Irishman, it's being reported, is a intense labor of love.
Like Silence was.
Yeah, I like
it's
those.
A labor of love for Martin Scorsese. He's been trying to make this movie for 10 years.
Okay.
He's got Robert De Niro and Al Pacino starring alongside
each
other.
So it's three old men.
With Ray Romano.
No. Nope.
What?
Manny from the Ice Age movies.
Debra. And Joe Pesci and Harvey Keitel are back.
Oh, it's just old dudes. Old Italian dudes.
He's been trying to make this movie for 10 years. He had a hard time making it because he wanted $100 million to make it, and the investors were like, okay, but then he said, oh, it's gonna cost $125 million, so they pulled out. Then Netflix said, all right, we'll give you the $125 million. Now he's saying it's $140 million.
Yeah,
and it's finally slated to release at the end of this year.
It's a Netflix.
It's a Netflix.
Okay,
it'll be in theaters for 2 weeks.
Netflix doesn't scare me or anything.
No.
I think we know what we got to do here. But what's interesting about The Irishman is he's putting together an all-star lineup.
Why are we saying it like that? Is it The Irishman
or is it
The
Irishman?
Irishman is one word. And it's the story.
Not The Irishman.
Well, he might be an Irishman.
he absolutely would be if he was an Irishman because that's what that means.
Oh, and also Jesse Plemons, isn't it?
Who's that?
He's the hilarious.
Oh, Gary the cop from Game Night.
From Game Night.
Yeah.
He's the great Black Mirror episode.
Wasn't he also in Breaking Bad?
Yeah, he's great. That's where his breakout role.
Yeah.
But Robert De Niro is playing the man who alleges he killed Jimmy Hoffa.
Robert De Niro is 9,000 years old.
He's not quite 9,000. Well,
plus minus 10 years.
I'm sure we can all agree that we would save Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and kill the Irishman.
Yep.
But let's not act like it's the easiest thing in the world because a new Scorsese film, especially one that he's put a lot of effort into and that has a familiar cast of characters for him, it's nothing to sneeze at. In fact, I didn't see Silence, but his recent track record has been anything.
Silence is an accomplishment in filmmaking.
It is an accomplishment in filmmaking, but it was not an enjoyable time at the movies where I think Tarantino movies are.
Why was it an accomplishment?
It was a very well-made movie.
Yeah.
It was just slow and quiet.
Yeah, there was a purpose there. Here's the thing. Also, Scorsese brings out the best in these actors.
True.
You know, under his leadership is when you get like the best De Niro yeah. performances and the best Pacino performances.
Yeah, even who's even in the Tarantino Pesci. Movie?
That is Brad Pitt alongside Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh gosh, they're very good in Tarantino.
Do you know what we're gonna do?
Okay,
is Margot Robbie in the Hollywood Manson movie? Isn't she Sharon Tate or some?
She's anyway, Barbie-o.
Anyway, it's like
she is Barbie.
Tarantino making a Manson.
Yeah, I mean, we know what we got to do. Mean, we just got to at least say the Irishman might be
Irishman. Yeah, the cast of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood are as follows: Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Dakota
Spoiler,
Fanning,
she dies.
Kurt Russell, Al Pacino. He's in both.
Oh well, look. So at That's least we get to see Al Pacino.
Tim Brad Roth Pitt? Is back.
Yeah,
Tim Roth.
Tim Roth. Oh, I mean, it's basically Tarantino and his heavy hitters versus
Scorsese
and his heavy hitters.
And once again, you could do a director's saver kill right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really hard.
I say let's save the Tarantino film.
Yeah, the Manson family film.
But well done. Those some tough choices.
Yeah, they were some hard saver kills.
I'm still pretty upset about the Godzilla thing. Thank God this isn't real. Did you guys realize these decisions are not binding?
Hey.
Yeah, we always said them on a podcast.
The Terminator movie might still be dead. It's still entitled. We don't know if it's ever going to come to life. Patrick may have got his
wish. And that could be for the best.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks for listening to You Hate Movies. Where did we err in our saving and killing of 2019 movies, and how did we ruin the ensuing year with our decisions? Let us know by leaving a comment on this episode at youhatemovies.com. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast and follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at You Hate Movies, where your horrible opinions about movies can collide with our superior opinions about movies, or vice versa, however you want to look at it.